good day to be me, Rick.
Yes, it is. I'd love to be you, but I am not you. Yeah, I am Rich McFadden. She is Jennifer Horn. Here, sitting in for Doug, who is...
He's been suspended for the day.
He's been suspended. Jen put him in the corner earlier. He's out running around tiffing now. Excuse me.
Ooh, little frog. That's our payback.
Ribbit.
Doing us.
Ribbit, yeah. So that's how Doug is going to get me back. So every week at this time, we have our friend Michael McMaster on to talk about how to make your life just a little bit better. And if you go to thegooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com, you can click on Michael's picture. It's take you through to michael-mcmaster.com. A lot of great information there. If you've had a rough day or just looking how to get over that next hump, maybe there's something there that can help you get there. He can help you with some ideas on simple wealth, simple miracles, simple meditation, and simple happiness. And we all want that stuff, don't we, Michael?
Oh, everybody does. Everybody needs something to help them get through even the day.
Yeah. So let's think about the day that, the tough day that a lot of people are having that are associated with Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, fans are...
Week.
You know, having a hard time accepting this, and it's all over in the press, and it's being blown up into a bunch of different things. But then there's a mom, a cousin, a little girl.
Her daughter. Bobby Christina, in and out of the hospital for, you know, breaking down, essentially.
So, you know, when you're going through tough times, how do you, and where do you go?
Loss. How do you position loss? Because, you know, everybody says, well, they're in a better place, but that doesn't help you here really get past losing somebody like a mom or a daughter.
Can I say something? It does, actually. When I lost my dad this past summer, that is... It depends on what you believe. And Michael, I don't know where you were going with this, but I believe that where my dad was now... was 1,000 times better than the alternative of him suffering for 6 months to a year with cancer.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
you know,
and once you take out that I feel sorry for me not having this person around anymore, away from it, and put all of your emphasis on the person and where they are and how they are better off, that is what got me through it. But, you know, tell me what else I could have done or what else I should be thinking.
No, I mean, you have to go through... When you go through loss, you have to experience the emotions of it. I mean, that's part of life. That's what happens. I mean, it happens with animals as well.
But aren't those emotions selfish? Are we being selfish? Because isn't the emotion about us, not about them?
No, it's part of the grieving process. You have to go through that for your body, for your mind, for your spirit, to be able to release those emotions.
But what are we
grieving? If you hold those emotions in, you'll explode later on. I mean, they will come out.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that I've fully grieved for my dad. But,
right.
You know, I truly believe that I should be worried about him, not about me. And that if I worry about me, that I'm selfish.
But I think you have to be, and I think what Michael's saying is you have to take the time to heal yourself because you've suffered a loss, and you have to not just focus all your attention on them being in a better place. You kind of have to heal your soul, saying, gosh, I'm never going to see this person, or I'll see this person again, but not until my time here is done.
Right.
So you kind of have to take that time to heal yourself, too. And it's okay probably to feel sorry for yourself for a little bit. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. You have to do it. I mean, I understand what you're saying about being selfish, but there are times in your life where you have to be selfish because that's the way you're going to get beyond it, no other way. And so if you have those emotions, feel them. And let me say one thing. You know, as you guys have heard me talk with Doug, you know, I believe in reincarnation. And I can tell you from experience that when you die, when you leave your body, you no longer have any more pain if you've suffered from cancer or anything because you no longer have your body. So you're in absolute peace and bliss
right. When
you, the other place that you go to.
Exactly. I believe that too.
Now, what about someone like Whitney Houston?
Who has demons.
Well, whose insides were probably sicker than her outsides actually were. That's why she turned to addiction. Now, when those people pass, does their pain go away too, even though it's not physically associated to the body?
No. You see, you're still the same person. When you leave this earth and you go, let's call it the other side, you're still the same person or personality. The difference with Whitney Houston, from my understanding, it was the pressures that got to her, the pressures of being who she is based in society and the fact that she couldn't sing the way that she sang. Well, she's not confronted with that where she goes to. She doesn't have those kind of pressures anymore. So, you know, that's no longer part of her life. So, you know, I mean, she'd feel better about that. But emotionally and who you are personality-wise, you're still the same person.
Hey,
I mean, you still love the same people, have the same likes and dislikes.
For the tens of thousands of people right now that are, you know, looking at their radio and going, how in the world do you know that? How do we know this? I mean, you know, my mom is reading a book right now that she wants my son to read about a four-year-old boy who died for 15 minutes or 8 minutes or something like that and came back and described his grandparents who he'd never met, described, you know, stuff like this. And she's just like, it's really a cool book. So we know that people have these kind of crossing over experiences and then come back. But how do we know things like this? I mean, what kind of proof or do we have of that? That's what
people
fascinates
have those. I don't want to give away too much of myself, but I have an ability to be able to communicate with people who have died. That's what I've done for about the last 30 years. It's one of the abilities that I have.
And, with anybody, or just like somebody walks up to you and you, like the ghost whisperer type thing?
Exactly. That's why a lot of people have come to see me over the years, and it's not something that I've honed as a talent. It's just naturally been there. And, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic, and I was an altar boy. And so this sort of thing to me was sort of like, oh, my God, what's going on? It's just an ability that I have. And so that's how I know, and through other people that I've spoken to, like I'd call them like everyday ordinary people who have had experiences where they've seen their loved ones after they've died, like sort of come back to them to let them know that they're okay. And, you know, many people have had those experiences, and it's real. The same with people who are on the operating table and they die and they go, you know, they see themselves hovering above their body and they come back and they see their loved ones. I mean, these are real experiences with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we know.
I have to go back to something that you said, Michael, because that it kind of intrigued me. You were talking about Whitney Houston. You were talking about when people cross over there, they feel peace and they don't hurt anymore when they have physical pain because their body is no longer associated with them. But for someone like Whitney Houston or someone who has addictive personalities or their demons that they're battling, you said that doesn't go away because their personality doesn't change. You are the same person that you are, either crossed over or here.
Right.
So let me ask you this. When you work with people that are addicts, do you try to, I mean, how do you try to change that for them? Because obviously if they're still battling the same things, they're just going to repeat patterns over and over, right?
Exactly. You know, when it comes to addicts, the most powerful person is the person who is the addict. And they are the only ones that can change it. I know people who have been in therapy for eons with different therapists and nothing happens because like I hear so many people say they've got to hit bottom first, and that's the absolute truth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, it doesn't change. But, you know, an addict, addicts sort of choose what they're going to be addicts to. So, like when I say when somebody passes over and you still have the same personality, that addictive personality can still be there. And I guarantee you, pretty much, that when they come back into the next lifetime, that personality is still there. So it's more than likely they're going to be an addict towards something else in their next lifetime. That's what
so
I mean
just
by
a
your
different
personality.
Hopefully it's an addiction to something good instead of something bad, and they can make a little change.
You know, I have women that come and see me who, you know, they come in and say, you know, I want to change my husband. I'm going to take him to therapy and all like this. And I say, well, you got to remember that it's taken him 1,000 years to get to this point. You know, 3 hours of therapy is not going to change him.
Right.
Because you know, we develop our personalities over long periods of time and who we are.
Well,
interesting.
You know, until the reason a lot of people become addicted to one thing or another is because they don't see an opportunity to change. They don't think, they think that they are stuck. They think that this is their life forever and there's nothing I can do about it. And until they realize, hey, listen, I can work my way through this and I can get past this, they don't get out of it. And that's a tough thing. I've seen a lot of friends struggle with that.
It takes the pain away of whatever they're not able to accomplish. You know, it takes that pain away on a day-to-day basis.
If you are struggling with something, I've been through this where you're just like, oh, I'm never going to be able to overcome this. And all you have to do is just attack it. Just head on, just attack it. And you can get through it. It may take a month. It may take a year. Mm-hmm. It may take 3 years. Whether you're looking at addictions to substances, whether you're looking at losing mm-hmm. weight, whether you're looking at you have bills that you don't feel that you overcome, whatever it is, mm-hmm. if you just take it head on and just concentrate and focus on it, you can take it out within, you know, 3 months to 3 years. And once you get through that, you're just like, this feels so good. And then you realize, yeah, I can do anything. It's so empowering.
Yeah, but you've said something very interesting there, because there are different kinds of people. You obviously know how to create some kind of structure to be able to do that.
It's a long time to learn.
Don't know how to create structure or steps to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they need help.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have something?
Right.
Do you have advice that can help people do that, Michael?
Yeah, I tell people to just create the next step, whatever you think is the next step. You know, if you want to lose weight, you know, obviously the first step I'd start to do is maybe not try to eat as much. You know, like, take the next practical step that you see right in front of you. Because for some people, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are people who I call conceptual and people who do things by steps. Conceptual people can only see the large picture, and I don't know how to take the next step.
Right. Hey, and here's what I did, and the couple times that I've had to go through this, is you see the end goal, and then you work mm-hmm. backwards from there. So you say whatever it is. Let's say you want to lose 30 pounds. Let's say you want to pay off a $20,000 credit card, whatever it is. You look mm-hmm. at the end goal, and then you work backwards from there. So if it's the credit card, you say, okay, I want to pay off the $20,000 in 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. And then, mm-hmm. okay, every month, what do I need to do that? Oh, that's too much. All right, let's make it 4 years.
Right.
And then you just never give up. You keep plowing forward. If you want to lose the weight, all right, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. And you focus on it. Every day you weigh yourself. Every day you do this. And you focus on it, and you just keep it in the top of mind and just plow forward. And the next thing you know, that 2 years is gone and you've lost your weight, you've paid off your bills, life is happy. So
that's how you do it. You create the steps, and that's
yep.
a brilliant way of doing it.
That's it. All right, Michael, thank you so much. Good stuff.
Right.
Appreciate it. It's 20 past the hour almost on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Once again, you can connect with Michael at gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, and check it out. There it is.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No fighting.
I'm ready to
shake
my groove thing.
I want to see it.
Shakira, Shakira.
Has she had a hit lately?
She had, what is that, Waka Waka song or something last year that was...
Waka Waka.
Yeah. Waka Waka was the official song of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. So this is Shakira, who is a fellow Colombian, as my wife is, and as a matter of fact, grew up in the same town as my wife. And apparently Shakira has been doing a little world traveling and getting in trouble, Jen.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about this. Maybe you saw some pictures. She was attacked by a sea lion on a tour of Cape Town, South Africa this week. And she says her brother saved her life. Here's what happened. She went to Facebook to tell her fans about it. And this is quoting now. She said, "This afternoon I happened to see some sea lions and seals and thought to myself how cute they were. So I decided to get a bit closer than all of the other tourists and went down to a rock trying to pet them, doing a baby talk while taking pictures. Suddenly one of them jumped out of the water so fast and impetuously that it got about 1 foot away from me, looked me in the eye, roared in fury, and tried to bite me. Everyone there screamed, including me." That sounds pretty scary. She continues on saying, "I was paralyzed by fear and couldn't move. I just kept eye contact with it while my brother," she calls him Super Tony, "jumped over me and literally saved my life, taking me away from the beast." Now, what she thinks happens, and I didn't realize this, sea lions are very cute and nice until you get in on their territory. I guess they can be a little aggressive. And if they bite you, you can get a disease that I guess is very painful and it spreads around the bite area. But everybody's okay. She said that both her and her brother had their hands and legs scratched by the rocks while they were trying to protect themselves. But what Shakira thinks happens, and you know she's an animal expert, she thinks that it confused her shiny reflection on her BlackBerry for a fish. And she thought that it was teasing, that Shakira was teasing the animal with food and then taking it away. And so then the animal went, you know, the sea lion went and jumped trying to get the fish, which was actually a bush.
Shakira, an animal expert on sea lions.
That's what I said. She's assuming that it might have thought it was
a
fish.
If she was such an animal expert, she wouldn't have gone down to pet the sea lion and talk to baby talk to him.
Yeah, usually you don't do that with wild beasts.
Right.
And I guess she was complaining just earlier in that trip that she and her husband never got to see wild animals when they went on these adventurous trips. So apparently she got her fill, but then she went off to see some penguins. So I guess they were a little nicer to her.
If you want
to
pet a sea lion, go to SeaWorld.
Exactly. Go when there's a nice man that brings it up to you.
Where they've been trained since they were pups to be nice to, you know, humans.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so there you go. Shakira.
Yeah, them hips don't lie and... Neither does her BlackBerry. Neither do the sea lions. What's the scariest experience you've ever had with an animal?
Okay. Oh, this is so easy. I was hiking. This is when I was a pretty young kid, probably fourth, fifth grade. I was hiking with my mom, and my mom and I both do not like snakes at all. I mean, it's a big deal, especially my mom. She can't even watch them on TV without getting freaked out. And so we were hiking, and she thought she knew how to get to this waterfall. And we took this little trail that she was sure led us there, and the trail just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller until we were face-to-face with a cliff. So, we better turn around. Well, just as we turn around, there were all these dead bushes around, we hear rattling. Well, I proceed. There's a helicopter flying overhead. I'm trying to wave the helicopter down, which the helicopter didn't obviously land, so we knew we had to kind of get around these bushes, and the snake was there. So my mom said, just walk as fast as you can, you know, and go. Yep. Well, on our first attempt, she tripped and fell as a snake comes out and starts to coil.
No.
Oh, it was so scary. Her legs sucked up underneath her so fast, but we eventually, I don't think I've ever run faster in my life. We just hauled ourselves way back to the car, and we were all okay. But it was scary when she tripped.
You wear boots when you go hiking, right?
No, I was wearing, like, dumb tennis shoes. Not even price sneakers.
All right, that's scary. That's Shakira. That's worse than Shakira. Scarier
I think
than
it
Shakira.
It was scary.
Yeah, it's 28 pounds on good day.
Still wrecked about it.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
It's a good day show with Doug Steffen. Without Doug Steffen, he's out running around Tiffin.
He's been suspended. Yeah.
Jennifer got a little upset with Doug earlier, so she sent him on his way. So he said, fine, if I can't be on my own show, then I'll just sit here and drive around Tiffin and do some things at Heidelberg College.
He's happy. There he is.
So Jennifer and I, Rich McFadden, are with you. And food. Right now, let me see, on the East Coast, it's 8:33. Mm-hmm. My wife is getting my son's lunch together, getting ready to send him off to school.
So you guys pack your lunches?
Well, he does a mix. We pack his lunches most of the time. But then sometimes he gets to school and he's like, I'm not really in the mood for this turkey sandwich. I'm going to go buy. And you know, they have credit cards now. The kids have a card, and we put credits on them.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we'll put, you know, $50 on it or something like that, and he'll just go in and swipe it, and, okay, now he's got $47.50, and he can pick up a salad or,
so
you know,
whatever
it is.
So you let him pick when he doesn't want to eat his lunch?
Well, we try to get him to eat his lunch, but if for some reason he just doesn't like it or he ate it and he's still hungry, okay, fine, go pick something up out of the cafeteria. That's cool.
Now, if he doesn't eat his lunch, do you want him to bring it home, or does he just secretly throw it out?
No, see, that's the thing. He comes home, and he tells me, you know, I say, Sean, what did you eat today? And he says, well, I didn't want to eat my sandwich, so I went and got this, and I went and got that. And I'm like, okay, where's your sandwich? And it's there. And I'm like, all right, well, eat it now as your after-school snack, you know. But he'll tell me that some of his friends just throw their lunch in the trash.
I used to, especially girls, I don't know if it was a girl thing or not, but when I was growing up, girls would throw away their lunches all the time, and we didn't have a hot lunch program, so they just didn't want to eat it, and they just toss it.
Didn't you get hungry?
Yeah, but I don't know. They were probably doing, you know, teenage girls, weird issues.
I mean, I try to tell Sean, okay, you know, tell me what you want. You know, what do you like? And he loves peanut butter sandwiches. He likes, you know, give him the apples with the peanut butter sandwiches, stuff like that. The turkey sandwiches he's cool with.
It's hard, though, because you do get sick of it. I mean, you go to school for hopefully 12 years, and if you're packing lunches every day, you do get kind of burnt out on
the same stuff. When you're 8 years old, though, you don't mind eating the same thing
every day.
No,
you like peanut butter and jelly every
and
day.
And I try to, you know, I've tried to say, okay, you know, we'll give him a yogurt and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, I've tried to say, okay, let's try, like, some hummus and pita and with carrots and stuff like that. No, I don't like it, Danny. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it. So it gets tough. So, you know, what do you do when you go to school? What do you give them?
Well, I have to tell you this story that I found. I was just perusing around the internet, and this was a story out of the Carolina Journal. And you are not going to believe this. This one just kind of, you know, when you have these stories that just make you a little angry. This was about a Hope County preschooler who was fed chicken McNuggets for lunch because a state worker felt that her homemade lunch didn't have enough nutritional value. So here's a story. I guess the state agent in the school has to come through and inspect all the kids' lunch boxes. And this woman decided that this kid's lunch was not what they deemed to be nutritionally balanced.
Get her
lunch,
out of here.
Her lunch. And check this out. This doesn't sound so bad to me. It could have been a lot worse. It was a turkey and cheese sandwich, a banana, apple juice, and potato chips.
That's your pretty much your average lunch.
And your average lunch, right?
Box, right.
And I guess this inspector said that it didn't meet the U.S. Department of Agriculture guidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
So they made the decision to do this, you know, this lunch that they had available.
Swap out.
Do a swap out. They took the, they confiscated the turkey sandwich, and then they were given a cafeteria tray with three chicken McNuggets on it because that sounds much healthier than a turkey sandwich with apple juice and a banana.
Town.
So not only that, but then when the mom comes to pick the kid up from school, they hand her a $1.25 bill. And she said, what's $1.25 for? And they were, this note said, well, you didn't bring a healthy lunch for your kid. There were missing portions from it, and you will be charged for the lunch that the kid was given. So she had to fess up $1.25, which isn't so much the point.
Right. It's cheap.
It was that the mother was really upset that they thought she wasn't packing her lunchbox properly. When it seemed, I mean, it seems pretty much okay to me.
Her lunch seemed healthier than the lunch that they gave him.
I know.
How is
three
a chicken nugget any healthier than a turkey sandwich?
Isn't that unbelievable?
I really, it's kind of, it's the same thing, except it's the bread.
Yeah, it's still meat that's been processed a little
right,
bit.
Right, processed,
you got your bread.
Pressed
yeah.
meat. Right.
Yummy.
And you're breading.
But it's just, when does this stop? I mean, I go, and maybe Doug has rubbed off on me a little bit, but when should we get sick of the government telling us what is right and wrong?
But Doug would be the first one to say that your school lunches are killing you.
Right.
That the garbage that they feed in there is horrible stuff you should not put in your body, and somebody should be doing something about it. So, but you're right. For me, anybody, can you imagine having your kid's lunch scrutinized by some government hack who probably well-intentioned, but who are they to judge what you make for your kid, especially when, to us, it would appear that it's healthier?
I mean, I kind of get it if you're in a lower-income area or something, or if someone sends a Snickers bar to school with their kid and nothing else, you know, I get that. But for something that seems, a turkey sandwich, a banana, apple juice, and potato chips, doesn't seem so bad.
Ugh.
What would you do? I mean, you're a dad.
I don't get it.
At this point.
I don't get it. We have a meeting with Sean's teacher next week just to have, you know, after he gets every report card, we'd like to have a little meeting, just sit down. Okay, how's he going? What's he need to improve on? What's he doing really well at? You know, I have a pretty good idea already, but still I like to go sit down face-to-face with her. I would do the same thing. I would say, I don't understand this. Tell me what is unhealthy about. I want a meeting right now, and I want to know what was unhealthy about my lunch and how yours was better.
Right. Show me the facts. Where are the three chicken nuggets? Where are those nutritional
facts?
What
am I misunderstanding here? All right. Because having you come take this away from him, it just doesn't make sense to me. And you have to do. You know, and that's the problem. A lot of people, they don't get involved. You know, when our son was in kindergarten and first grade, Janet volunteered with his class all the time. She was in his classroom 2-3 times a week. Luckily, we had the ability to do that, you know, and, you know, she doesn't do it as much anymore because once they get older, you know, it's, the kids don't want to see their mom in the classroom as much
right.
as it is. So it's,
you're embarrassing
me. Yeah, yeah. And Sean's okay with that, but it's just, you know, so now it's Juliana's turn to get embarrassed because she'll be starting kindergarten next week. But,
that's
you
so
know,
you
have to know, and when something like this happens, and I would think most people would, they would approach the school and say, what's going on? We're very lucky. Whenever I go to pick Sean up at school, when school is out, the principal, she's very cool. Her name is Lori Cleveland, She's standing right.
That's the principal's name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. She stands right in the. As soon as you walk in the front door of the elementary school, you know she's standing there at dismissal time. Mm-hmm. I know that if I ever needed to find her, that she would be standing at the entrance of the school when school starts, when the kids are getting there, and when school ends. And to me, I think that is very cool. I could always walk up to her, say hi. She knows who I am. She knows who my son is. We've never really had a conversation, but it's just kind of like, hey, how are you? Because she sees me enough coming in. I would be right there going, I got a question for you. What's going on with this? And then she would probably...
What's with the nuggets?
Yeah, what's with the nuggets? So
interesting. So, yeah, I don't know. More government intervention in your life.
All right, so I'm going to give away a little prize right now for the person who calls up with the best idea for a kid's lunch. Because that
mix
is the...
Mix things up a little.
Feeding kids is... Thank God. Last night I made fish and asparagus and carrots. Thank God my kids love fish. All right, so that's I can always get away with that. And they love carrots, so I can get away with that. You know, stuff like... But lunch, packing a lunch is the hardest. You pull
your hair
out.
Because it's a whole different thing. It's stuff that that's got to keep and you can't warm it up.
Daddy, the apples got brown by the time a lunch came along, you know. And
nobody likes a brown apple.
Yeah, but I don't like the apple with the skin on it. I want it. Can you cut it up for me? Oh, my God.
Lemon juice. Do you put lemon juice on your apples?
We've done that. We've done that, okay. And that helps. So that's a savior there. So 1-800-510-8255. What is your secret kids' lunch? What is the lunch that where you know they'll eat it, you know it won't get thrown in the trash, you know it'll stay good until 11 a.m., 1 p.m., whatever time it is. Best prize for the best one, 1-800-510-8255 on Doug Steffens' Good Day. It's a 43 past the hour.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haeger, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jen and Rich with you. Doug's out. Let's bang through a couple of these real quick. We got a couple of really good, interesting ideas. We'll start with Brenda in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
School
Brenda,
lunch ideas.
School
I'm ready.
Lunch ideas. Thank you. Brenda, what do you have for us?
I have, what I do is I freeze a Go-Gurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they eat, it's thawed. And a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a banana. And sometimes I give them carrots with ranch dressing.
See, my son is big into the peanut butter, and I really think that if you do peanut butter on wheat bread and a banana or an apple, I mean, that's a good
that's a
protein
lunch.
Kickstarter
yeah.
there. Yeah,
protein and
yeah,
carbs.
Freezing the yogurt, that's a great idea. Thank mm-hmm. you, Brenda. All right, let's go to California, and here's Linda. Linda, what's your go-to lunch?
Well, my go-to lunch is to switch out what we feed, like our prisoners, and give them school lunches and give our prisoners lunches or dinners to our school children and see how they would, how the change would come about, because they get quality food. They wouldn't eat the food that is given to our, you know, school children, like green hot dogs, cardboard
right.
pizzas and that.
Right.
I've worked for the school system 20 years, and I've never seen, you know, principals, superintendents eating school lunches. They do not eat that. But we feed it to our children.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Out there that would work.
Who have to get through the day. I mean, they're little people that need all the stuff, you know, to get through the day and to learn. You're right. I like this idea. I'm behind it.
All right, Linda, thank you. Hold on a second. We'll give you a little prize. Here's Tim in Anchorage. Tim, what's your go-to lunch for the kids?
I used to get these little pizza pockets, and I started making them for my kids back when they were going to school.
So, like the microwavable cardboard ones?
No. I make them myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool. So like with pita bread or something?
Yeah, you can use a pita bread. I make everything. I'm a chef, so I make everything by scratch. But
wow.
I think the main subject that you guys are trying to say is the health. A lot of people put a lot of bad mojo toward snacky foods. It's not as much the food as what it's made out of. And I think mm-hmm. the main thing is we put so much processed products in foods that I've seen just in the last 30 years I've been a chef, where we used to make everything. Now everything comes in pre-made for us. It's all processed.
Convenience stuff, yeah.
Popping it together.
I just saw a Facebook picture post this morning. Said it showed a picture of a Twinkie, and it said, the longer the shelf life, the shorter yours. Pretty much enough said, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Jen, quickly, the most expensive Starbucks coffee is?
This is why I love nerds. This 22-year-old kid takes a gift card for a free cup of coffee, and he wants to build the world's largest, most expensive Starbucks. Trenta, supersized coffee. He added all the 12 shots of cappuccino and all this powder, and it cost $23.60.
And he had a free coupon.
Total. And he had a free coupon.
Yeah,
so he
sat there and just built the Franken cup.
And he had people helping him.
That's
the baristas
awesome.
At Starbucks.
That's awesome. It's 51 past on a good day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on?
If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
For you, but first we talk about what was hot this week in movie history. And Crazy for You by Madonna was from Vision Quest, number one movie this week in 1985. And Chuck, I mean, you and I are the same age, in our mid to upper 40s. This movie for me was more about the soundtrack than it was the movie. I think I remember the soundtrack much better than I do the movie. It was a great, great, great soundtrack.
Was Madonna in this movie?
She was not.
Okay, so
she was not. It was. It starred Matthew Modine and an actress named Linda Fiorentino, who was quite appealing at the time.
Hmm. Yeah, and
you know, Matthew Modine was a very interesting actor, and that he could carry a film. He had a nice run during the 80s, early 90s,
right.
And actually, he'll have a supporting part in the next Chris Nolan Batman film.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I believe he plays police commissioner.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, no, I've always liked him in anything he's done. I mean, it's if you see him on the screen, you know you're not going to get hurt, so it's pretty cool. All right, so this week in 1985, I was 3 years out of high school. Madonna was still the big cool thing, and she's still the big cool thing. So there it is. All right, time for our contest.
Do you know the number one box office hit of 1985?
No.
Back to the Future.
Loved the original? It. Loved it.
Yep.
The original was 1985.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Wow. Wow.
That was
okay.
The best one. Before they went back to the Wild West, that was kind of disappointing.
I like that one.
Yeah, ZZ Top was in that. Which one was that one? All right, time for our contest here. I play a couple of cuts from a movie for you. You listen, you know, you call 1-800-510-8255. The first one in with the correct answer wins something out of the Good Day Prize Closet. And here's clue number one for you.
All we are
got it.
Is dust in the wind, dude.
Easy.
Yeah, it's so easy. So great. So great. Love it. All right, here's clue number two, 1-800-510-8255. I probably can quote every clip we play here.
George Washington, one, father of our country. Two, born on President's Day. Three, the dollar bill guy.
The dollar bill guy.
The dollar bill guy.
All right, and here's the gimme, which is the, if it's the one I want, it'll be Strange Things Are Afoot at the Circle K.
Strange Things Are Afoot at the Circle K.
All right, so I'm obviously a dork for this kind of movie. 1-800-510-8255. If you are a dork for this kind of movie, too, great, fun, silly, stupid stuff. Doug would absolutely hate it. He wouldn't last 15 minutes in this movie in the theater. And Chucker has movie news in 60 seconds on Good Day.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie guy, blows me away every time with his knowledge of movies and the fact that there are two stars in this movie that's our contest today. One of them, big, huge, massive star, had a massive career. Everybody knows his name. The other guy, not so much, but Chucker pulled his name right out of the hat. So I'm impressed, Chucker. What's going on in the box office today?
Two big films open up. Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance, which once again stars Nicolas Cage.
Are these any good? I haven't seen any of them. Nick Cage with his hands on fire and he's a skeleton.
Yeah, the first one was a mediocre film. I haven't seen this, but the reviews are scathingly bad, although it's tracking to open number one in the $30, $35 million range. Also opening is the romantic action comedy This Means War with Reese Witherspoon.
I want to see it.
I want to see it.
This was supposed to actually open last weekend and go head-to-head with The Vow, but the studio, 20th Century Fox, got cold feet with its weak tracking and delayed it for a week, so we'll see how this opens. And one other bit of news, Disney's big action-adventure epic film, John Carter, reportedly cost $250 million. It opened in March, but tracking pretty softly. That's going to be an interesting project.
Cindy, what's the movie?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Absolutely right, dude. Awesome. Sure.